That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. I'm Doug Dayton, the CMO King, and I'm here with the one and only Chuck Jeter, America's Headhunter. Chuck, how are you?
Doing good, Doug. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. Man, it's been busy around here.
It is, man. A lot of things to talk about today. So did you see the article in Radiology Business?
You were telling me about that a little while ago. What was that about?
Just a lot of the private equity rad groups. It was a large percentage. I can't remember. I mean, it was almost 50%, if not more. Looked like it had gone belly up, or not, maybe not belly up, but filed bankruptcy.
Well, and, you know, within the last 48 hours, I spoke to a radiologist that was super excited about practice opportunities, and I started telling him about one with a private equity group, and he said, whoa, hang on a second. I am interested in practice opportunities unless they are with a private equity group. Me and all my friends are going to dodge that. And that's the first time anybody said that to me in the recently anyways. And I thought that was interesting. It seems like that there's a lot of changes taking place in the market today.
Well, radiology's always been so resilient. I mean, the hospitals have not really ever been able to, you know, buy the groups and, you know, control the groups and, you know, different things like that. Everybody kind of likes, you know, being independent. Radiologists do for sure. And so we'll see. I mean, it's an interesting time out there. I mean, I don't know if a lot of people are about to be on the street looking, or just, you know, probably a lot of these things are just going to reorganize and, you know, just.
Well, speaking of reorganization, I've noticed that there are a lot more of the groups that are utilizing RPAs.
Yeah, true. I mean, the thing is, there's if you're a PA and you want a job security, get you some procedure skill set and get into radiology. I mean, there's not that many. I mean, I was looking at numbers. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's 1,000 in the country. You know, there's probably more that can do it, but different procedures and stuff. But,
you know, I have not pulled that data myself. That's interesting. I want to have to do a little bit of research. But, you know, that's a great segue. If you are an RPA or an interventional RPA, and you're interested in career opportunities, I want to encourage you to reach out to us at Summit at 817-483-4300, and we can definitely let you know what's out there. I know that we are getting new opportunities every day.
So this is a big thing that we're seeing, too. You know, a lot of people, you know, they've purchased a home. They, you know, they're limited where they can work. There's sometimes non-competes and things like that. And so we're seeing people because, you know, it's a solution to the on-site basic general IR that I didn't see coming, but is people are doing the seven on, seven off, or something like that, but they're going to the site for 7 days and they're working seven straight days, and then they're off a week, and then they're home reading remote. And then they're off a week. So basically, they just go out of town once a month, and then they, you know, get an apartment or whatever. Some of these groups have apartments because there's people in the groups already doing this.
Sure.
And so they're just, you know, there's a lot of different options. I mean, so.
That's a great gig for the interventional guys that want to keep up their interventional skills, but they also want the remote lifestyle. Then, you know, that gives you a week to go do the procedures and keep your skills sharp, and opens up some great opportunities.
Yeah, for sure it does. And it's fixing a problem that, you know, because separating in some of these hospitals and stuff, separating the, you know, the IR from the general, like everybody just doing, you know, general is, you know, it's just, it's kind of holding on. I mean, that doesn't really work. The hospitals want the interventional and need it and all that.
Yeah, I know that there have been a couple of hospitals that I've spoken with that they were in the process of just considering what to do differently because the radiology folks that they had that were making it happen were just unfortunately not getting all the bases covered. So they're exploring bringing in an entire group or farming it out to somebody or washing their hands of it. And I think that the important thing for everyone to realize when it comes to working with recruiters, we think outside of the box. If the best solution for you is going to be to, you know, just wash your hands of it and farm it out to somebody else, we can help you think through the process. I know that there are several folks here that are very knowledgeable about all of the whole scope of that. But if you have a need, whether you are a group president and you need an RPA, or if you need an interventional guy or a remote radiologist, or if you're a hospital and you're trying to just recruit some additional talent to your bullpen, possibly even just bringing in a remote guy to help offset the needs of the folks that you have that are currently running the ship, we can help you with all of that stuff.
Right. And so, you know, I want to say too that, so what we've been seeing a lot of is, you know, like the, when we are suggesting, you know, for people to work a week on site and, you know, work a week remote and things like that, or if they, you know, if they are looking for, you know, some kind of odds, different schedule, but then they have to kind of, they have to commute, you know, the first thing that the hiring group says is, you know, well, you know, we just don't want them to come here for a year or two or three and leave. Well, I mean, they're already doing that anyway. If they live next door, right? They're, you know, they're already doing that. I'm not saying that that's the solution and to accept it. I'm just saying the risk is there. And, you know, if you have to do something in the contract or, you know, whatever to, you know, because to get the coverage, I mean, the remote has totally thrown a wrench. You know, the remote industry has totally thrown a wrench into how radiology, you know, radiology groups are having to recruit and stuff. And, you know, it's just the groups that we see are being successful.
Sure.
They're, you know, they're patching, you know, they might use two radiologists for one slot. They might use one radiologist for, you know, for 4 days a week, and then one for 3 days a week, one that wants to work weekends, which there's not that many, and then one that wants to work Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday, you know, just, you know. And I know scheduling's an issue, and you have to, it's easy to just kind of, you know, if you have a radiologist that wants to work 7 on 7 off and another one that wants to work 7 on 7 off, of course that's the easiest schedule to, you know, to kind of cover. But, you know, just getting creative and having to spend a little time with the scheduling. And I mean, I'm not saying anything these groups don't know. I'm just saying that what we see being successful is the groups that are being flexible. And, you know, another big issue that we see that's been some deal killers is, you know, the groups that have malpractice, but they don't pay the tail.
Yeah.
And so, you know, of course, yeah, the tail is, and that some states, just depends. Some states, you know, it's reasonable to, like, a 20,000 tail. I mean, most people, most radiologists can absorb that. I mean, that's a lot for sure. But, you know, but some states, the tails get to be, you know, they get to be pretty big, especially if the radiologist is 1099 and they have to get the tail on their own. Like, I think Illinois is a big one. I think, you know, that, Kentucky is a big one. You know, if you're not an employee of the group or partner or whatever.
No, the tail coverage is definitely an interesting dynamic to deal with. I know, but you know, as far as the whole remote radiology market goes, it has never in my life have I seen a better example of the bell curve. The folks that were the early adopters, they got in on the front end, and they were in an established rhythm and pattern whenever COVID hit. And then during COVID, that's kind of the peak whenever the folks that never considered remote decided, man, maybe we should do this. And then a couple years after, we're kind of on the downslope of the bell curve to the late adopters. And there are folks now that I know I've had conversations with in the past that vowed that they would never utilize a remote radiologist who are considering remote guys. But now it seems like that folks are moving more towards the hybrid type situations of a remote / on-site. So it's really almost like a living, breathing organism watching the radiology market just evolve and adapt.
Right. So, you know, the groups that have the contracts, I mean, people don't really, I don't want to say they don't care about partnership, but it doesn't mean, you know, as much as it used to. If they can have the schedule they want, and, you know, the partners in the group, they're going to probably have to pick up the slack or whatever and let other people kind of, you know, work the schedules they want to work and stuff. And, you know, I mean, if the groups are paying, so there's always somebody for every situation, you know, but sure. If somebody's going to work Monday through Friday, no weekends, and you know the volume is you know 65 RVUs or less or whatever, I mean they're not going to get paid what the partners are making, and everybody knows that. But I think that some people think that they can work Monday through Friday and not the weekends and make the same money, and it's not what we see, and so many people want the Monday through Friday only, of course, but the biggest jobs we see out there are Monday through Friday, and then one in four weekends, one in five. And groups are even now, they're some weekends would just help, like if sure. you say, hey, I'll work 6 weekends a year, fine, but you'll make less, which is fine, unless you read more volume during the time you work. But when they're like a 5-6 doctor group, I mean, it just is what it is. They yeah. don't have any more volume coming in, and it's not like these, the teleradiology groups where they, if you can read 100, they can give you 100. If you can read 200, they can give you 200. I mean, there's never ending supply of reads, and they want you to. But the most solid groups situations that we've seen are still the private groups.
Yep.
The private groups, and if people would just get out there and help those groups, man, you could be partner, you can make good money, you can have reasonable volume, you can have great vacation. It's just that the private groups are kind of holding on with like too short, because a lot of these people decided, hey, I want to do 7-on-7-off. And, I've even been hearing, 7-on-7-off is great, but it's not so great. That's actually 26 weekends a year.
Yeah.
And they say that the volume's so high that, it takes, from Sunday night that they get off until Wednesday to just kind of,
recover.
Yeah. get their legs back up under them. And then it's almost, it's like a regular weekend or something. So the Monday through Friday, from working, one in four, one in five, reasonable volume, 100, 110 cases, 120 on the high end, that's just probably what we have the most of. And we have a lot of 7-on-7-off too, but, if they're paying, if they're paying, they have to pay really good for them to fill fast. If they don't pay top dollar, then, and you have multiple, you have a lot of people working multiple jobs too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's no secret.
I mean, like the past year, I don't know very many radiologists that have just one job anymore. I mean, the guys that have been just holding down the forts and their groups that haven't been doing side hustles or side gigs. I mean, they are, and I get that a lot of them are, they're trying to wait for things to stabilize, and they're trying not to deviate too far from their current package to get new talent while they're hoping for the market to change. But unfortunately, the folks that are not adapting are the ones that are sitting there with vacancies, and we all know that the cost of vacancy is what it is. And, you gotta pick your battles wisely. Is it worth having someone that you had to pay a little bit more for, or give a little bit more vacation to, or to have a vacant slot that's costing you money?
Yeah. Ideally, if all the radiologists in the whole country could just get together and make one group, and then they could just control the whole situation, but that's probably unlikely.
Too many chiefs, not enough Indians, right? So, yeah, well, speaking of candidates, though, I know that we are working with an interventional radiologist that does everything, including mammo.
And breast imaging.
And breast imaging, and is a good candidate. And if you, this candidate's actually open to several geographic areas. I know that we're sending out an email this week. If for those of you that are on our list, you're probably going to receive it if you have not already received it. But if you could use a person like that, a Swiss Army knife for your radiology group, someone that could come in and kind of do whatever, reach out to us, 817-483-4300. This candidate could be a slam dunk for you. There's not a ton of geographic limitations, but it would be great. And if you are looking for something outside of the box, if you don't need a general person, if you need a pediatric radiologist, or if you need someone that's a musculoskeletal or a body imager, we know where all the bodies are buried when it comes to radiology. Are there any specific opportunities that you want to highlight this week, Chuck?
No, man. We get new ones all the time. I mean, they're all very similar. It's just, you know, it's going to be Monday through Friday, one in four weekends, 7 on, 7 off. I mean, we've got on-site everywhere you can imagine, you know. And if you want to travel, you know, work a week on-site, I mean, you know, we've got all different ranges of money, you know, different ranges of volume. Everybody's different. And, you know, just contact us, you know, because we can – you know, we nothing, no request is, you know, whatever you want is what we want to help you find. I mean, we'll be honest with you and tell you, hey, that's not too often. But, you know, if you don't let us know what it is when it does come up, you know, and also, too, we can, when we're talking to clients and we remember talking to you and you said, hey, I want to work, you know, Thursday and Friday, you know, or, you know, I want to work extra, you know, with the, I want to work a second desk and have, you know, just like 60 RVUs, you know, from 3 to 11 or whatever. I mean, just anything off the beaten path. I mean, if we know it, then we're going to go, oh, yeah, and we'll be able to call you back. But if we don't know what you're looking for, you know, even if you have a perfect job, I mean, you know, everything we do is confidential. And, you know, even if you have a perfect job, you know, let us know what it would take to, you know, to better your situation. And, you know, we'll let you know when we get it.
And even if you are, if you don't know exactly where you're at in the search process, if you're just dipping your toe in the water, that's fine too. You can call us and talk to us and we can kind of give you a feel for what's going on in the market. But a lot of times the best time to look for a job is when you've already got one. But there's something that you're looking for a little bit different. But you know, if you're just kind of exploring and finding out what's out there, we would love to chat with you. You can reach us at 817-483-4300. Extension 101 is 1001 is Chuck. 1002 is me. And I know that if you'd like to check out both practice opportunities or candidate profiles, you can find them on the very front page of our website. HireSPS.com. That's HIRESPS.com. Check it out, and that'll keep you really informed.
Yeah. Also, too, one last thing I want to say that you know, if you're recruiting for a radiologist, I know that our marketing department, I'm not privy to everything, but they have come up with some new creative ways to kind of be for us to be. You know, where you might not have to be, you know, pay out the big fee, and that they can basically, you know, do something to where it's very palatable for you. And you just kind of pay us, you know, monthly based on, you know, the radiologist production. And we've done that with a few other groups. And I mean, it's working out really well.
Another thing that people might not realize is if your radiology group is looking for additional contracts to pick up, we can help you find those as well. So there's definitely packages available. Even if you're looking for a specific geographic area, we can kind of beat the bushes and find out who would be open. Because a lot of times, whenever you're just in relationship with people and you're having conversations, if someone's not happy with what's going on, or if they're just exploring their other options, or if they're thinking, hey, it would be great to have a larger group or a smaller group handling this, we a lot of times know those things, but we actually can offer a service where we can help you find additional contracts. But if you'd like to know more about either of those, you can feel free to reach out to me directly. Number 817-483-4300, my extension's 1001, and we can, you know, we can definitely let you know about the different options that are out there. If you are looking for an RPA, if you're looking for other specialties too. I think that a lot of times, Chuck, people assume just because radiology is so prevalent right now, we only do radiology. But that's not the case, is it?
No. We of course cover mid levels and every specialty, and you know, we do a lot of internal medicine, a lot of family practice, you know, general practitioners for these smaller towns. You know, just you know, we've done orthopedics. We don't that's not really a focus, but I mean, we of course know where, you know, all the jobs are, and you know, we can do orthopedics. General surgery is pretty big, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, but cardiology is one of our big ones.
And one of the other things, if we're working on a search with you, Sometimes people want to hear it and sometimes they don't, but we can let you know kind of how your package compares to other opportunities that are out there. I think that a lot of times people are just unaware. I mean, they have a ballpark idea of what they think that it will take to get a candidate. I'm thinking of a cardiologist that, you know, we were working with, and we said, hey, listen, you'd probably have an easier time drumming up some additional candidates if you adjusted that package a little bit. And, you know, and whether you decide to or not, that's completely and totally up to you. But we can at least help you make an informed decision. Same with those of you that are looking at practice opportunities or remote radiology gigs. We can just help you make an informed decision. I hear Chuck all the time. I mean, he says, hey, listen, what you've got is a excellent opportunity. And whether you look at that as self-confidence or just someone that genuinely wants to help you, if you've got a good deal, then it's good to have a second pair of eyes look at it and let you know, hey, you got a pretty good deal going on.
Well, we want to bring value. And I mean, we want to sow good seed and bring value, and it all comes back to us. Fortunately, we're in a position that we don't have to, you know, make every deal every time, regardless of, you know, who it's good for, who it's not good for. I mean, we want the, you know, we want the things we put together, the people we introduce to each other. We want it to be long term, and, you know, want everything to kind of be on the table. So, you know, it's just better for us to consult. And, you know, because some people don't realize, hey, man, I don't, you know, because the questions I have are like, why, you know, what would better your situation, and, you know, why are you looking? And, you know, even $25,000 or $50,000 is not worth moving for a lot of people. Now, you know, if the reason that they're looking makes sense and we can better their situation, then, I mean, we're on it. And, you know, that's what we'll do.
Yes, sir. So what are your thoughts? Do you have any comments on this? If so, feel free to, click on the podcast link and leave a comment, or you can email office@higherSPS.com, Donna@higherSPS.com, Chuck@higherSPS.com, or Doug@higherSPS.com. We love to hear your thoughts and feedbacks. We might even include it on one of the future podcasts. But ladies and gentlemen, there we go. That's today's show. If you have any needs, whether it's on the candidate side or the recruiting side, feel free to give us a shout. One more time, that number is 817-483-4300. Thanks a lot. This is Doug. This is Chuck. Have a fantastic day.